Well, come on, get over it. This is a show now. Take it down a few notches. Ted Cruz calls the White House, says he wants his drone back. Huh? That livened you up, didn't it? Well, what do you know?
Welcome to an encore performance of Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. I'm Stephanie Lee. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, with Sarah Nix announcing. In this hour of What Do You Know, Baraboo Collective Fox takes the stage, plus all the news that isn't, and we spread the Nutella during a round of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
And now, speaking of drones, it's Michael Feldman.
I know you meant that in the best possible way. Oh, yeah. Right on this, right now, I'd like to offer $5 for the first drone inside the Capitol Rotunda. Okay. $5, cash American, no questions asked. Or if you got pigeons, I'll give you $1 a pigeon. Let them loose. The White House drone, you know, was a recreational drone, meaning the guy flying it was on a recreational drug. Well, you know, you're drunk, it's 3 a.m., you're civil service. What are you going to do? Fly a drone over the White House. A lot of us would have done the same thing. How many of you would have done the same thing? Applaud if you would have done the same thing under those circumstances. Of course. And of course, you know, in his condition, he didn't think he could personally jump the fence, you know, so he got to use the drone. It was not, as first thought, Amazon Prime delivery. A lot of people thought, well, God, they're getting good. In other news that isn't, Facebook goes down, gets 500 million likes. I understand they're putting a meh button on Facebook now. I like that. Meh. Meh. More like that, I guess. The locker room attendant is being blamed for Deflategate. You know, you run into him leaving the shower and your ball immediately deflates. This is the same locker room attendant who grabbed Marshawn Lynch's crotch, by the way. So he's how he got from one coast to the other in that matter of time, I don't know. He's winged healed, that locker room attendant. Super Bowl hinges on special teams and locker room attendants, I would say. If there's any ball deflating during Super Bowl 49, it'll be by Katy Perry. Mitt Romney, that changes the subject pretty quick, huh? Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney had to choose between losing another presidential bid and losing Ann. He chose Ann, so that's probably a good idea. My wife said I'm free to run for president as long as it's another country. So I have her support 100% in that area, preferably in another hemisphere. Jeb Bush fills the Romney void with a 5% approval rating. That's the percentage of the population who are part of the Bush clan. Actually, it's very large with all the cousins. Our own Scott Walker scores highly with people who have never met him. Or heard anything he said. For example, Reagan firing the air traffic controllers caused the Berlin Wall to collapse. Apparently an errant plane went out of control and struck the wall and knocked it over. Oh, in other news still, chemists have found a way to unboil an egg. But making an omelet without cracking one remains elusive. You can suck an egg, I suppose, and it wouldn't technically be cracked. Who said that? Descartes? Somebody. Voltaire?
Harpo.
Huh?
Harpo.
Harpo, yeah. The Sayings of Harpo. I have that book, actually. Yeah, just a fly leaf and no pages. Obama approval ratings rise in red states when folks think he nominated Loretta Lynn for Attorney General. Dropped when they heard it was actually Loretta Lynch. Half of all Americans think the other half is responsible for climate change. You know what I'm talking about, the exhalers, the wind passers, the ones with the big carbon feet, even those big carbon footprints. Measles outbreak at Super Bowl traced to a locker room attendant. Little Billy Belichick. Okay. Anyway. Bruce Jenner reportedly is transitioning into a man. New species of dinosaur found in Canada named the Hosersaurus. Hosersaurus. Kind of catchy. Genetically modified people have no problem with genetically modified produce, they've discovered. So, the genetically modified consumer is a big part of our future, I believe. So, that's a good thing. And finally, and I mean that seriously, Governor Walker will cut UW-Madison's budget by $300 million unless they award him a BS. And that is not a Bachelor of Science, ladies and gentlemen. He said professors should work harder, as hard as legislators, which would mean up to 34 days per year. That's all the news that is. Thank you so much, and good night. Or good afternoon, wherever you are. Good next day if you're across the international timeline. Wherever you may be. In Baraboo, for example. And if you're in Baraboo, you're very proud right now, because everybody's here. So you can go into their homes and take whatever you want. Why are they here, you ask? Because Fox is joining us. And I'm very happy to say. In fact, without further ado, let's bring them right out here right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Fox. From beautiful Baraboo on the Bluffs, Wisconsin. Hey, guys, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Oh, look at all of them. Oh. Yes. Monica, you want to speak for yourself or someone else?
Hello there.
How are you?
The best speaking,
nice to see you. Thanks for coming down here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I understand you got a little bit of what I've had too. A little.
Oh my gosh.
I whatever that thing is.
Strong the other day.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
But I'm just taking down some juice and hoping for the best.
You're taking down some Jews? I don't see where that will help you. But if I could be one of them, that'd be fine with me. Oh, nothing really. Let's start off with a song. What have you got for us to start off with?
This song is called Kingfisher. It happens to be about a Jew that broke my heart. I still like the Jews, but I can't say what. I don't know. I was trying to make a segue.
I'm sorry. It didn't work for me either.
It's fine.
Kingfisher. It's a great song.
Let's do it.
One, two, three, four.
Okay.
Leading a million nightmares, and I chanced to one dream. It was in mint condition in my sleep. And flying one kingfisher, as I was lost, a mind paints a lovely landscape at the cost. Lost actuality, seeing what's real, but dodging the problematic way you feel. Lost actuality, seeing what's real, dodging the problematic way you feel. I woke to an angry headache on your Sabbath day, and I asked you, I finally reached to you. Oh no, what did I say? for just a moment. I'm true at first light, so breathe in entirely. Reverie is my goddamn way. Lost actuality, seeing what's real, dodging the problematic way you feel. And I would have followed you to all you do. Every idea that I created, I would have followed you to all you do. And every idea that I've created, and I've had a million nightmares. I lost one dream, and it was in mint condition in my sleep.
To hear your own applause? Is that the idea?
Oh, yeah. Can you just amplify it? Have it on loop for
me. Yeah, have it on loop. Take it with you. So isn't it always the way it is? You're going on a big tour coming up, right? Like 20 cities, maybe?
Oh, 3 weeks. That's three all weeks. I know.
Yeah. And you get something and you're...
I know. Yeah. But I've got about 3 days to heal, so I'm going to stay in and just like eat cloves of garlic. That's
I've
good
noticed
for you.
Something coming from
it. I haven't started this regimen yet.
Oh, okay, all right. That, maybe, I guess
it might
me,
be
then.
The apple cider vinegar and all the rest of it.
I think garlic is for vampires.
Well, that's I'm trying to get this demon out of me.
Yeah. So you're the vampire. That's interesting.
Perhaps
that's a little conflict there if you're actually using garlic on yourself. Who knows what's going to come out?
Who knows?
Maybe some of those Jews you've been taking down.
I really, really did you hear the song? I was heartbroken when he left, so.
Yeah.
I ate too much garlic, perhaps.
Yeah. So, and you guys are all from Baraboo, is that right? You're all Thunderbirds?
We're all T-Birds.
T-Birds!
Yeah, we're
go T-Birds!
Yeah, go T-Birds! State. Yeah, we're missing just one of our boys today. Yeah. One of our boys are gone.
Yeah. Did he have a little something, too?
And a family engagement.
Family engagement.
More than a sickness.
That's more important than the band? I don't think so.
Well, I know. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Band meeting.
Band meeting, Sean.
Do you have band meetings?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah? What gets discussed?
Hygiene.
Hygiene?
No.
With who in particular are we talking about?
You know what? I am very lucky. People always ask what it's like to be on the road with, you know.
What's it on the road to be like with, you know?
You get to know each other very swiftly.
Yeah.
So
that's where hygiene comes in?
Yeah, it can.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was just going to say...
This is from someone who's wearing garlic, you know, on the tour bus.
I actually love when people smell like garlic. I'm not just saying that because it might benefit me, too.
I cook with it all the time. I'm a garlic cooker. And there's no way of escaping it. You got to peel the damn little things, you know.
I know.
So carry it with you for weeks. It's the only way to cook, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Agree? Disagree?
Yeah. All right. Okay.
And so now, I read something that said that someone in the band was in Homeland Security for a while.
Yeah, that would be Davey.
Yeah.
Over there playing the mandolin, who also plays drums.
Scary. He was in Homeland Security?
Yeah, he was working there for some time, and then
on our side of it, or did they? Yeah.
He never speaks. He speaks sometimes, but
he's like the Harpo of your band.
Yeah, that's
right. And then someone was in cosmetology.
That was me. I was a hairdresser, yeah. I worked at Cha-Cha on Williamson Street for
second.
Yeah.
God, I wish you would have gone in there now.
See? Everyone should go there.
Yeah. And then, in fact, who's in the band? Tell everyone else in there.
Yeah.
This is kind of
so Mateo plays keys.
Yeah. Very well. Nice harmony, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Of Beautiful course. Harmony.
Matt Holman, who plays guitar and trumpet. Davey, who plays drums and mandolin, as you see.
Yeah. And Homeland Security.
Yeah, and Homeland Security. Davey and Mateo are siblings. And then there's Zach, who plays banjo.
Zach.
He's a lot of our film stuff.
Yeah. And Zach is sort of the guy who started the thing, right? Is that true?
In a matter
of speaking?
In a matter of speaking. Yeah.
No,
he wrote an album that when he was in San Francisco, we were all here and were asked to play, and we're like, oh, we could play. We all worked on his record, and we all.
What connection is there between San Francisco and Baraboo?
Well,
phone
Zach,
lines, maybe.
Mostly. Yeah. I don't know. He just moved there.
Yeah, satellite.
It was nice.
By satellite, you could connect, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah. But one so, day. Wait a minute. You're from Baraboo, though? And what were you doing in San Francisco then, is a better question.
Trying to be a movie star.
That's L.A. Good man. He's a good man.
He was there, too.
Okay, there, too. You tried that, too. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in a sense, I mean, he let us use his songs that we all worked on his record, and then we wrote our own, and then he joined the band later.
Okay. Yeah. Well, as a T-Bird, though, were you all in marching band, or what?
How many of us? I was definitely in marching band.
You were.
I played the trombone.
Cool.
Matt played the trumpet. Jason was the drum major. Jason is not. Is that everyone?
Yeah.
Pep?
You weren't in marching band?
Okay.
What were you doing in high school as a T-Bird?
Mostly very little.
Very little. Chess club? Anything?
I played a lot, way too much World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft club.
Yeah,
cool.
World
That's
of Warcraft.
Cool. So, but when did you all realize that you had all a musical compatibility and something to...
Oh, we're still working on that.
Yeah. You know, I was trying to read your bio, and it's absolutely impenetrable.
You can thank Matt Holman for that.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't learn anything about anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's... I still...
Tell me so something about yourself that might surprise me. Or.
Yeah. I really like making pies.
Pies?
I played Dance Dance Revolution in high school, which is a video game where you're dancing, and it's really cool.
We
thing.
Have it, yeah.
Obviously, all the cool kids were doing that on the weekends.
Yeah.
Collectively, a lot of us were involved with the Magic the Gathering kids. I'm basically saying we were the really, really super cool kids in high
Magic.
School.
Were you
we were
on
wizards,
that,
we were at the arcades, we were in marching band, we were...
Yeah.
Sought after.
Okay. Were you in the Bear Brew Has Swag video? Was that?
Oh my gosh! I've not heard of that. Have you guys?
Yeah, it's like one long shot of the entire school singing on a video.
What? See, they probably would have called us had they, you know, we're such high level wizards.
Yeah.
We would have made everyone else look not swaggy, so we weren't called.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
No, we weren't invited.
And do any of
any
of your people are connected? Your families connected with the circus or with the Crane Foundation or anything?
Nope. I've definitely been to the Crane Foundation. My sister made an art piece that was at the Crane Foundation.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
See, it all ties together, doesn't it? That's strange. Your mom works
Zach's
at the Crane
mom
Foundation.
Worked there.
She had gone now. Migrate.
She's in Madison. Yeah.
She's in Madison now. Cool. And. Stylistically, now I know you guys are all somehow tied in with Justin there and his Eau Claire and you recorded the album.
He's a good guy.
In his studio, right?
Yeah, we did. We ended up working with someone that had done a lot of the engineering on his records, named Brian Joseph, and he ended up producing our record, which was really nice to have an outside voice sort of saying between these two takes, this one's better. It took a lot of tension out of. Our crew. And Justin was getting worked on in his kitchen, so he ended up hanging out for a bulk of the time that we were all together.
Yeah.
So
really cool.
Good squad up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems to be like the nexus of all music coming out of Wisconsin now. And it's broken worldwide. It's amazing. Because you play in the UK too as well, right?
Yeah, we somehow have been over there four times now in the past year and some change. Yeah.
Yeah. They
nice.
Like you over there, the Brits?
I think so.
Yeah.
We've been back a few times, so I hope so.
Excellent.
Like, why are you coming back?
Excellent.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah.
I know you've got another song here for us, and
we do.
Is that apple juice or is that actually
this is
whiskey?
My it's not for once it is not whiskey yeah. It's some tea.
Listen, if you start laughing again, we're going to have to do a retake on this next time.
I know. Okay. I'll be good.
We'll take it from the top, though, and we can edit all that out.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it is a live show.
Oh, wow. I was going to say, make me sound smart, but.
By the way, I love your hair.
Thank you.
Yes.
I just did it yesterday.
Yeah, it's so cha-cha.
It is. Thank you.
It looks very good.
Now I'm self-conscious.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
Monica Martin and Fox, ladies and gentlemen. Reassembling. On our stage.
And if you want to run, well, if you want to run, I will too. But if you want to stay, we can try and dodge all the things that try to get in our way. Get out of our way. And they'll all say it's too soon to shrink in violet sun. Hearts prolific in plain view, as lovely, largest, greatest on our moon, our moon. Oh, chamomile, lavender days. Well, I'll find peace under care of your razor sharp rib cage, your lifted rib cage. And we can harmony all along the pain. No, neither have afraid. No, neither.
International.
Crowd murmur means you're back.
Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Murmur, murmur. By the way, the self-titled album, Fox, that's with a PH, by the way.
Yeah.
Like balance. And it's called Fox, is what I'm trying to say. And it's on the Partisan Records. So look for it. And buy many copies. Share them with your friends. Or make them buy them, too. And, God, look at this tour that they have coming up here now. So you can see them in St. Paul, Minneapolis, Nashville, Atlanta, Washington, Philadelphia, Brooklyn, Northampton, Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, Bowling Green, Champaign, Grand Rapids.
Cedarburg.
Cedarburg's not on here.
Oh.
Indio, California, and Manchester, Tennessee. They're going to be at Bonnaroo down there. Also Coachella. So.
Wow.
Fantastic. So I'm really glad for that. Deserved. Very unique sound. Beautiful sound. She has a beautiful voice. Little in the throat here today, but
yeah.
She worked through that very nicely.
You too, huh?
Yes, it's that thing that's going around.
Really?
Yes. The thing with no name that's going around.
Jeff?
No.
What's that?
Yeah. You got it too?
Well,
got a little something? My mother called it a little something. I got a little something. Anyway, what is it, Mom? Oh, it's a little something.
Yeah.
I thought it was me, you know, for many years. I thought you meant me. Got a little something. Right there. It's okay, though. I'm fine. Yeah. You too, John?
No, I feel great.
Yeah, okay.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
Disease-free,
yeah.
As far as I know.
Did you feel like playing a little something?
Well, really, do you want to go out in the audience first? Or
is that supposed to?
Had music, yeah. No?
Well, I haven't had a chance to look at their cards yet.
Oh, okay. I guess we could have more music.
I could just, you know, pick random cards, but you know what happens then.
Yeah. Oh, jeez, yeah. Oh, jeez,
yeah.
Oh, geez,
yeah.
Okay. Okay, we'll play a little something.
Okay, play a little something. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Tell Jeff, though. I heard him say, what is it, John? Because he actually reads music for these things. So give him a little heads up. I could have played that if only I were trained in an instrument.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
Well, it's in your mind, so you just need a way to get it out.
Yeah, I got all the little shifts and all the plateaus and all, you know, and the swing of it.
Yeah.
And yet I cannot play.
Well.
What do you think of it? Do you play anything?
I'm in the same boat.
Yeah. What would you play if you could?
Banjo.
Oh, that's a shame. Did you have an early childhood experience with a banjoist or something?
Not really.
What sort of banjo would you play, what sort of? A stringless?
Yeah, stringless banjo.
Stringless banjo.
Electric banjo.
Oh, so much better because you can hear them even more when they're electric.
Yes, yes.
A lot of people complain then, you know, I can't hear the banjo. You know, I hear that in a band? Give me more banjo. You never hear that.
No, you don't. But.
Did you try to play the banjo?
I had a little experience with music in sixth grade and can't carry a tune in a bucket, so I just gave up.
Were you on saxette?
Recorder.
We called them saxette because it was sexier. Yeah, I can still play the side-by-side march. It goes 1-2-3-2-1-1-1-2-2-2-1-1-1-1-2-3-2-1-1-1-1-2-2-1-2-3. Your name, sir?
Steve Crowdy.
Where are you from, Steve?
Hill Point.
Hill Point, there is no such place.
It's not too far from Baraboo. You know where that is, right?
Oh, yeah, sort of. I always go off the bluff when I'm looking for Baraboo. So.
Right, right. It's a very small community. Actually, we live on a farm a few miles from Hill Point. So if you want to get to Hill Point, you drive to nowhere and go about 10 more miles.
It's 10 miles from nowhere.
Right, right.
Boy, is that a song title or what?
Play my banjo.
You gotta get your banjo because he got the song. Now, 10 miles from nowhere, here's Steve. What's your last name?
Prouty.
Steve Prouty playing 10 miles from nowhere. All right, stand up for a second, because I can reach you if you stand up. Come on, come on. You think you're so big, don't you? Yeah, yeah, okay. You can sit down again. Okay. No, all right, wait a minute. Do you have experience? You shouted stringless banjo.
Yeah, well, it's I'm a trombone player, so usually the conductor says, if you can hear the banjo, you're not playing loud enough.
Yeah.
So,
how many bands have banjos in them, really?
Very few.
Yes.
Very few, so.
Yeah.
Especially it's a strange instrument for a jazz ensemble.
Yeah. But I just felt bad for guys sitting in the row in front of the trombone players. Well, they got that thing going past your head on it.
Yeah, but they get to listen to us. That's the main thing.
They care about, what are they, trumpet players or something, right?
No, trumpet players sit alongside us.
Yeah, so in front of you?
Saxophones.
So. They must hate your guts.
Oh, well, no, not really, because they never play in tune anyway. So.
Yeah, how do you know when a saxophone is in tune? Because they slide around so much, don't they? Slide around, what about you?
Well, we slide around, yeah. But they're always behind the beat as well. Never go on a pub crawl with them, because they're always a bar behind. Or a measure, in your terms.
They're in a bar behind you, is what I'm thinking. That's for being in the bar behind you. Isn't trombone like hard to play? Because how do you know where you are in that thing?
It's the most difficult instrument in the world to play. And anyone.
For you or for anyone?
No, for anyone. If you can master that, you can master anything. So,
How do you know? It's just an act of faith to know where you are, right?
Well, you have to listen. This is the thing. Because
if you get the wrong one on the way to the right one, that's not good.
You're only ever half a note away from the right note. That's the main thing.
There's a saying in that somewhere.
Yeah, there is, definitely, yeah.
And your name is?
It's Ken. Ken Davies.
Ken Davies. Nice to see you, Ken.
Nice to meet you. Yeah.
Very nice. Pleasure. Thanks for straightening me out on trombone players. I guess the worst thing would be a saxophone player who wore a hat in front of a trombone player. Because you would never keep that thing on. I thought it was amusing. Yeah. Anyway, we got Ray Washa is here from the. He retired from the city water utility, so he Washa no more. Yes. I didn't think you could retire from the city water utility. Well, it's like the mafia. Can you ever really retire from the water utility?
You do.
Okay, come on down here, Ray, if you don't mind. Are you? You're washed out from the water utility.
Washed out. Yes, yeah. I did.
How many years with water?
27.
Well, that's you passed a lot of water in that job.
I did. I passed a lot.
Yeah. What was your job with them, with the water people?
I had a lot of different jobs.
Which one did you like best?
Running backhoe. But I was
running back home?
Backhoe.
Oh.
Operating a
Where
backhoe.
Is he? He ran back home for a minute. He'll be right back. Oh, yeah, Washa, running back home again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. What do you do in your retirement now?
Not a whole lot. Yeah.
Don't you have any sports or do you paint little Civil War miniatures or anything? Or you taking up weaving or pottery? Because I got to know quick because it's coming close. I don't know what I'm going to do 8 hours a day.
I play a little music with a few friends once in a while.
What do you play?
Harmonica.
You do? You didn't bring it, did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, gosh.
Next time.
Okay, fine. See you next time.
Next time. I'll
set a date on it because that would ruin it.
All right.
Spontaneity. Let's see. What is this? Have you seen a UFO? What is this?
Have you ever seen a UFO?
No.
Sasquatch?
No. Anything paranormal?
Anything paranormal at all?
No.
No?
Have you? Why do you ask?
Well, just
wondering. Come on. Come on. You saw something on that backhoe one day.
You move around a lot. I've seen some weird things, but I don't know if I've ever...
Well, come on, you brought it up.
Maybe a UFO.
Well, you may have seen one, okay. Yeah. Circumstance, let's hear it.
Actually, when I was in the Navy. Okay. Yeah, I spent a lot of time at sea.
Okay, but...
You look at the stars.
While you're in the Navy and probably afterwards as well, right? You're at sea. Okay, but here is what I want to ask you then. What happened exactly?
Nothing.
It just... All right, you're in the Navy. Can I assume you're on a boat
I was on a ship overseas, yeah. Okay.
Were you on the deck, or were you inside playing cards? What's that thing on the back of the fantail? You're playing cards on a fantail?
No, I wasn't on the fantail, but I was on the deck.
I'm sorry. Well, you're used to saying that, aren't you?
Yeah, I knew what the fantail was.
You said that before.
Yeah, I did.
No, I wasn't on the fantail. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
So anyhow, okay. You weren't on the fantail. You were on the deck.
Uh-huh.
And what did you see?
Well, it's stars from horizon to horizon. And so you might have seen a comet or a shooting star. Oh, maybe that's a UFO. Who knows,
That's all you got for me?
That's it. That's it. Not a whole lot.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Of course, it's a long time ago.
So the story changes over the years, is what you're saying.
Probably.
Make it a little better and come back, would you?
If I could, I would.
All right, nice to see you.
All right, thank
good
you.
Man, you're a good man. Find something to do with your time. I don't know, how are we doing time-wise? Reverend Lil Beluga, Merrimack, Wisconsin. What do you think of Big Bang?
That's not a real name.
It's not, you know, it's not.
It is. It's me.
Yes. What do I think of Big Bang? I don't think it's funny. Number one, it's not funny. I don't like any of the characters on Big Bang. No, I'm sorry. I know this is a big thing here for someone your age. But you may have noticed I'm not your age. Oh, hey, stand up there, would you, Reverend? You were? It is your real name, actually.
Yeah, that's why I put that on there. I thought it might get your attention.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Because that's always controversial.
Yeah.
If you're clergy or whatever, a lot of people are accused, a lot of Christians are accused of not believing in the Big Bang Theory or any kind of evolutionary
or any process. Television show, for that matter.
And I love it. It's great. It's great science evolution.
Which character do you like best?
No, wait. Is there a Big Bang Theory show? Okay. It's...
I like Modern Family. I think that's...
See, I'm not much of a TV watcher.
Oh, like no, you wouldn't, because you're...
to news and science and stuff like that, but maybe this explains it. My last name is Belusa, not Beluga.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Doesn't it look like a G to you?
Well, I'm Polish, half Polish.
Okay.
So, and Beluga was the original place where my dad came from, that area. So you were right.
Oh, so I was right in my own wrong way. I love it. Again, once again. From Merrimack.
I don't even know if there's a show like that.
But your whole point is that science and religion...
Together, but that there's a lot of stuff right now on television about the Big Bang Theory, more and more things on your flipboard, on your cell phone. It's fabulous stuff.
You know what I like is the fact that the universe, they say, I read somewhere, the universe started as something the size of a cantaloupe. But how did they know that it was a cantaloupe? It was millions of years from the first cantaloupe actually evolving from the dust of space.
You could say, too, what is cantaloupe? You know, I mean, that's the existential question. What
would
is
be
cantaloupe?
Such an excellent sermon.
Yeah. Maybe I ought to do that for tomorrow, huh?
Do you have anything better?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. What were you thinking of doing? I don't know.
It's on demonology. I mean... It's on where Jesus comes into the synagogue, and he deals with a man who has demons, you know, and maybe he had some other...
Moskowitz, I know him. Same guy, they've been in our synagogue, too.
So that's real controversial and interesting. I'm not going to talk about that, though.
Are you going for the... It seems like you're going for the controversy.
A little bit, yeah. Get people to think.
Get bigger crowds that way?
Yeah. Think outside the lines. Color outside the lines. That's good.
And where is what is your church?
It's Emmanuel Lutheran.
Emmanuel Lutheran in Merrimack?
Yeah, it's 90 years old, and it's a great place.
90 years old, Merrimack Lutheran. Let's hear it for him. Very nice to meet you.
Thank you. Great pleasure. To meet you. Thank you.
Great pleasure. We're going to play the What Do You Know quiz, because that's part of what we do here. In fact, it's mostly what we do here. If we do anything at all, it's the quiz. But before we can do it, we have to know who can and cannot participate in said quiz. This is your big star moment, your star turn. Are you ready for it?
Yes, I am.
And you are?
I'm Julie Prody.
Julie, oh, you're related to Steve.
I'm related
here.
To him, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I brought him.
All right, yeah, I'll tell you. I'll give you this. What do you play?
I play the violin.
Wow.
The four disclaimers. One, all questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Number two, Feldman should start using a PH, like Fox. Number three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations or lackeys, Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Well done. Thank you very much for doing that. Keep that a little souvenir of your visit here. Okay. Oh, it's staccato clapping. I love that. I love staccato clapping. They must have the staccato applause sign. Now that you've done that, and you feel better, I hope. And then let's see the hands of anyone who wants to play the quiz right now. The chance to win fabulous prizes simply got to be him. Got to be. Not just because of the shirt. Not just because of the shirt, but in large part. Come on down here. Bring your shirt with you, please. And we're going to the aisles here now. I have no idea what this shirt means, but that's the most important thing. We find out what that what's involved here. This is very striped, colored striped shirt on the bias, and it says what?
OAR of a Revolution. It's a band.
Oh,
their band, like Fox.
OAR.
Yeah. They have the guitars and the saxophones and the singers, and they play the music like the Fox.
Oh, cool. And is the saxophone in front of the trombone?
I don't think so. I think they're all kind of like in one line.
That's much better that way. Yeah. Less friction between band members.
Yeah, no hats with the saxophonist. Yeah.
And are you in the band?
No, I'm not.
You're number one fan though, right?
No, I'm not.
No. Someone gave you the shirt then, right?
I'm a fan, not the number one. Yeah.
Did you buy the shirt or someone gave it to you?
I bought the shirt.
Okay. That means something.
Yeah, I've been to a couple other concerts.
Cool. And where are they from?
Rockville, Maryland.
Rockville, Maryland, okay. Yes. That's where you're from as well?
No.
You were just out there?
No.
You brought the shirt back. Yeah, you can bring the shirt with you, I guess.
I saw them at Summerfest in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah. You thought?
Yeah, they're really good. Okay. I like them a lot.
Cool. And your name is?
I'm Sam.
Sam? Just use the one name?
Yep, Sam.
Sam, I am.
Yeah. I had some eggs this morning with bacon at Mickey's.
Yeah. If they're green, throw them out then.
Yeah, I have some green peppers in there, but
no. Green peppers are good.
No green eggs.
Yeah, green eggs are bad. Sam, give me one good reason why you should play this quiz.
We won these tickets for your show at a trivia contest.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
You pay for them, huh? And you expect to be on the quiz? Then come on down here, Sam. Walk this way. Come on, Sam. Didn't even pay for the tickets. He wants to be on the quiz. Mr. Big Trivia Shot, have a seat there. So you're a trivia guy, huh? Trivia dude.
I've played a lot of Trivia Crack, too. That's definitely one of my winter break hobbies.
Trivia what?
Trivia Crack. It's a game on my phone.
Oh, God, I thought it was something horrible. Horrible.
Not quite.
What are you on, man? Trivia Crack.
Can be quite addicting, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's why I called it, I suppose, right?
Yeah.
Is that addictive? Are you addicted to trivia?
On some days when I'm really bored.
Yeah. When you're not doing it, do you work or go to school besides?
I go to school.
Yeah.
Well, I go to school.
Yeah. Air quotes, if you didn't see those. It's very, very small air quotes. It's kind of like one word or a couple letters between those.
I'm at school. I'm not really
okay. Going so it was around at 18.
Yeah.
That's
small.
And what are you, where? UW?
Yep. Here at UW.
Yeah.
Senior, last semester.
Yeah? Are you going to declare a major soon or not?
We'll see. We'll see when the last day is that I have to do that.
I think at the ceremony you can just kind of throw in a, pick one out of a hat or something.
Yeah, I think
you go up there,
it
they
says
have a hat
like,
and you're going up on stage. You pick
yeah,
it out.
I graduated.
Economics.
That's good enough,
Sam.
Right?
Just says Sam here. We don't know who he is, and congratulations on graduating. And Katie Couric is going to be the graduation.
I heard
That's
about
exciting,
that.
That's
exciting. Yeah.
Makes you want to go, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Anyhow, what type of courses are you taking?
I'm a marketing and supply chain major in the business school.
Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
Marketing, you'll always have marketing, you'll always have supply chains.
You got that right.
Thank you.
It's a good way to go.
Yeah. Or you could be a band groupie, just hang out with a band, go and travel on the road
could
with them.
Could do that, play Trivia Crack all day, you know.
Trivia Crack all day, carry their stuff at night.
And, yeah, that'd be a nice gig.
Yeah. I'll talk to them. I know the guys at OAR.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Sounds good.
I know one of the trombonists. No, I wish I did. Okay. You play instrument yourself?
I played saxophone for about 4 years in middle school and elementary school.
You were in middle school 4 years? That's a little long.
No. Middle school and elementary school.
4 years.
I realized as that was coming out of my mouth that it...
4 years out of six in middle school you played the saxophone. Okay, very good. You don't keep it up?
I did each grade twice. No,
Okay. Someone plays along with you out there, and how do they do that then?
Betsy? If somebody at home wants to play along, they pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669. You ask them a question. If they get it right, they get to play.
Here's the question. A French court stopped a child from being named what? If you know, give it. This is everywhere. You should know this one. Let's go to the phones right now. Jay's in Columbus. Hey, Jay.
Oh, that's me. I hear myself.
What? Hello, Jay. Jay, are you there?
Yo, Jay.
Yo, Jay. Okay. Let's go to Stephanie. She's in Jackson, Mississippi. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey.
Whoa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm not as good as you, I don't think. Here's the question, Stephanie. A French court stopped a child from being named what recently? It was in all the news.
I think it's Nutella.
Yes, you got it right. Your bacon's going to burn. Flip that bacon. Because you qualified for the What Do You Know quiz, Stephanie. Okay, did you flip it?
Oh, no, I'm good. It's all.
Okay. This is Sam. He'll be of no help whatsoever, I predict.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah. Sam, Stephanie.
Hi, Sam.
Nice to meet you, Stephanie. Yeah.
But actually, he will be because he's in trivia and he knows. But this is not trivia. This is my life. So... Big difference. Not a big difference, actually, as I think about it. Okay, Stephanie and Sam, you work together as a team. We have various categories, don't we, Bitsy?
We do. They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay. Stephanie, you pick the first one. What would you like?
People.
People. Okay, people. What's the name of your place that you're working at there?
It's actually called Cooking Up a Storm.
Oh, it is called Cooking Up a Storm. Okay. Cool. Is it your place?
No, I'm the manager. My boss is a real nice lady who has a son named Storm. So Cooking Up a Storm, get it.
Oh, boy, it all ties together now. Okay, here's a... which can more accurately assess your personality, your spouse or your Facebook likes? Talk it over now.
Oh. Sam, what do you think? They're doing a lot about this Facebook likes and your...
Oh, it's got to be Facebook likes.
Gotta
be. I get those all the time.
Yeah.
I know a lot about myself because of it. If people care that I'm going for a run, then yeah, good. I should keep running. But, I mean, I don't have a spouse, so I can't talk to that, but...
See, I told you it'd be helpful.
So you're saying I'm on Facebook all the time, and I know a lot about myself.
All right. No, not about you, about other people.
Oh, about other people.
Yes. Knowing about
you. Yes, I'm thinking it's Facebook.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook likes. There's an algorithm for it, like everything else in life these days. And they're doing it at Stanford right now, so ask them. I don't know. That would be...
That's one right and one... Oh, zero wrong. And the categories left are current events, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Stay with us. Yes.
We'll go with
Sam.
Places.
Places. This could be anywhere, Sam. I'm warning you. Are you from here originally?
I'm from Green Bay.
From Green Bay.
Go Pack.
Then you're all right by me, Sam.
Good.
Female legislators in what state must be sensitive to skirt lengths and necklines? Is it Idaho, Wisconsin, or Montana?
Well, I'm going to guess Montana.
Whoa, why are you going to guess Montana?
They're conservative-ish.
Okay, unlike Idaho or Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Okay,
Stephanie? I mean, I see people out at the Wisconsin bars, and they're not that...
But they're not legislators. Well, yes, they are legislators,
they might
actually.
Be. They might be.
Never mind, you're right.
They might be.
You're right. Stephanie, you go along with that?
That, yeah.
Yes, that's right, Montana. Be sensitive to your skirt length and those of others. Okay.
That's two right and zero wrong, and the categories left are current events, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Stephanie.
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends, okay. Total number of wings that will be consumed during Super Bowl 49. I guess this would mean individual wings, right? Usually come in pairs, at least on the chicken. You know, anyway. Total number of wings, 1.2 million, 1.5 billion, or 1.2 trillion wings consumed.
Wow.
It's from the National Chicken Council. The chicken sitting around a table. It's really an amazing thing.
It's like
they pick out their answers.
It's like the dogs playing poker, but chickens are on a table, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. The same.
Gotcha.
Same artist.
Sam, I think it's 1.5 billion.
Yeah, that was going to be my guess, too.
That's right, 1.5 billion. Holy cow. You won it. Holy, oh, my, don't worry about it. I'll get another one. Listen, you guys, you could quit now, or what could they do, Bitsy?
They could quit now, or they could risk it all in the hopes of winning double the fantastic prizes.
You want to go on and try for the, what are you calling it these days?
Whole kit and caboodle, I think
the
we came up with.
The whole kit and caboodle.
The whole kit caboodle.
Because she's from Canada.
Sam, I think we're on a roll here.
I'm game to keep going.
They're going
if you
for
are.
It. Let's cheer them on. What's left?
Current events, things you should have learned in school, or science?
We'll go with things I should have learned in school.
Okay. Or
see
should
if
be
I should
learned.
Actually be graduating.
Okay. All right. See if you can get this. This is very important. This is true or false. You can't go wrong on this, can you? If you were able to convert a third of the mass of a dime's worth of your fat into energy, you would explode like an atomic bomb. You think that's funny,
okay.
Ma'am? Do you think that's funny? True or false? Don't try and do it, Sam. I know you're saying it's you. You don't have any fat anyway, so you're out of luck.
A third of my mass.
And I would have learned this in school had I been paying attention.
I don't know.
What kind of school is this?
I have no idea.
I shouldn't learn this in any of my
I
classes.
Know. I know that Scott Walker went to it.
Sam, we're going to need the audience on this one.
But I don't
We're going to need
the audience.
It's in Delvin.
It's a school in Delvin, I guess, is where it was. Yeah.
True. My studio audience friends are saying true.
True. A third mass of a dime's worth of your fat in energy converted, you'd go off like an atomic bomb. Stephanie?
How does Michael feel about the audience thinking true?
I love my audience. They're almost always right. Where would I be without an audience? Just me doing
well,
the same thing.
I'm with the audience. True.
Yeah, we'll go true.
True. It's true. It would happen. You can't really do it, but it's something to think about.
Sam, from Teflon to super glue to Botox, you'll find all these and more in Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know from source books. And then take an audio tour of the history of South Carolina on a CD from ETV. Continue your journey through the Deep South wearing a handsome cap from Ole Miss University. Go shopping in the Northeast with a foldable tote bag from the New York Historical Society Museum and Library. And take a vicarious trip through the Midwest with Ned Trovillion's Southern Illinois, a photographer's love for the countryside and its beauty from Cache River Press.
Are we unloading the closet? Is that what that means?
Yeah, I think so. Stephanie, start your day the What Do You Know audience way, drinking Stephen Brew's breakfast blend coffee, and then enjoy Costa Rican Terasu in the afternoon from Madison's Stephen Brew Coffee. We know beans about coffee. Then whet your appetite with the Encyclopedia of Sandwiches, recipes, histories, and trivia for everything between sliced bread by Susan Russo from Quirk Books. Head over to Racine, Wisconsin for delicious Kringle from Onage Danish Bakery, and after the dishes are done, play What Do You Know the Party Game, including the delicious Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing. Congratulations to you both.
Does Sam get that too?
Sure.
Yeah. You gotta get Sam on those too.
Stick around. There's plenty of more What Do You Know fun just ahead. In the next hour, we have a Texas Town of the Week, plus another batch of Thanks for the Memos and a hopeful round of the What Do You Know quiz. That's all coming up when we return. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, Producer International. This is PRI, Public Radio International. Welcome back to an encore presentation of Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. I'm Stephanie Lee. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, with Sarah Nix announcing. In this hour of What Do You Know, Sarah takes us on a tour of Burke Burnett, Texas. Plus, we bounce through a batch of Thanks for the Memos and play a hopeful round of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
And now, the man who didn't need Katy Perry to skip the Super Bowl. It's Michael Feldman.
Applaud if you're really looking forward to the Super Bowl for the Katy Perry halftime. I'm a little embarrassed for you, Sarah. I mean, you're not a young man anymore. You're not an old man, but, you know, that's a little out of your demographic, isn't it, Katy Perry?
No Packers, so that's the best part of it.
Yeah, no Packers. No Packers is the best part of it.
No Packers, so Katy Perry is the best.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, we could go with that. That's
so,
good.
So you're just going to watch the halftime? Is that what you're saying? And the commercials. How many of you are watching the Super Bowl just for the commercials? Applaud. How many of you are not watching the Super Bowl because you're not in it? Okay, I have to applaud on that one. Okay, that's pretty much everything. Any other possibilities? Seahawks fans, we don't want to hear about them, you know. Okay, but the good news, I guess, for Russell, former Badger, you know, so feel good about him, except when he's playing us. Can't feel so good about him in those conditions. And he finally gets his money this coming year, so they've been paying him like nothing, hourly. He was making $12 an hour, really. So now he's in the big money. You know. Well, each week at this time, we get actual memos sent in by actual listeners. Huh? Got actual listeners. Okay, here's a memo then. That qualifies as a memo. I don't understand anything about this. I'll just read it as it's written here. It looks like it's from Seattle. Okay. Hi, folks. We have our training team eyeballs deep in recording content right now. The only reliably quiet space in the office is the training room off of 10 forward, but our enthusiasm for ping pong is starting to cause some issues. Basically, when any cheering or jeering happens, they have to start the recording over. We need to help them out. Until Monday, if there is a sign posted on the training room door, only whisper ping pong is allowed. Oh, only whisper ping pong is allowed. Is there such a thing as whisper ping pong? Yes. Oh, thank you. It's not like the pinging or ponging that's causing the disruption. It's the enthusiasm and frustration noises that these pings and pongs provoke. If you can't keep your yops quiet, please refrain from ping-ponging while a sign is posted. If you trust that you can keep your feelings under wraps, then go ahead. That's what she said. Okay. There will also be a reminder posted on the ping-pong table. Please replace it when you're done playing. Let me know if this is confusing or frustrating to you. We can have a nice therapy session. I'll make tea. Signed, Office Lady, Tech and Apps. There you go. It's from Seattle, so it's from Seattle. Okay. Where can they send the memos and such?
They can send them to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org with the subject line memos, or they can go to notmuch.com and post it there. Yeah. And while they're at notmuch.com, they could also enter the longest listener challenge.
Oh, yeah, longest listener challenge. What is that?
Well, why don't you tell people what it is?
I don't know. What is it then?
I think it's something like if you are the earliest/oldest fan of What Do You Know, you send in your story about how you've been listening forever and ever and ever, and then we also welcome that in the form of prose poems or Vine videos, and you go to the whatdoyouknow.org and or notmuch.com and post it there. Post your story. Maybe you'll get a prize
of
some kind.
We're going to fly you in from wherever you are. If you've been listening, you know, you don't have to be necessarily the oldest listener, I mean the longest listener, or the oldest, longest listener. You could simply be listening for many, many years, but it's been very significant to you. See, so if you can make that portrayal, put it in a video and send it to us, or put it in an email, send it to us, and tell us your story. We could fly you in and someone important to you with you.
Really?
Yes, or someone unimportant to you. I don't care. We're not going to ask questions. And send that in the longest listener. And at notmuch.com, is that a good way to...
Yeah, if they proceed? Go to the contact page at notmuch.com, they can find more information and send us a message with the subject line contest.
Yeah, and we'll fly you in. Our birthday party for 30, our big 30, it's a funny you don't look 30 party, on June 13th this year. So we're going to have a little birthday party here.
You're going to be...
And then like Benjamin Button, we're going to go backwards.
Is there going to be cake?
What? Cake? There will be cake? Oh, yes, John. Right. Are you coming?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There'll be cake. Yeah. You betcha. Here's something from all the news that is around here. This one I thought was pretty good in terms of, you know, not everybody should go into a life of crime. And here is the reason why. Milwaukee police knew they nailed the guy smashing the glass door at a Northside business, making off with several cell phones, when one of his devices started ringing during a traffic stop. Surveillance video captured the 20-year-old man breaking the business on 100 block of East Capitol before 3 a.m. and grabbing phones and other electronic devices. A short time later, officers stopped a car on West Villard driven by a man matching the description of the burglar in the break-in video. Several cell phones with mounting brackets attached were found in the car. When one of the officers back at the store dialed the number of one of the stolen phones, it began ringing inside the man's car. Good police work, though, huh? Not every police force would think of that. So that's good. I thought that was kind of good. But really, the big news here is not only are the Packers not in the Super Bowl, Pope Francis is not coming to Green Bay on this trip. Yeah. Bit of a letdown. We thought one or other of those would be a possibility this year, either the Pope coming to Green Bay or the Super Bowl. But he won't be coming. Pope Francis will not be visiting Green Bay during his trip to the U.S. in September. The Gazette reported Wednesday, Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt had hoped the Pontiff would consider visiting Green Bay to see the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help and possibly hold a mass at Lambeau Field, which we desperately need. Actually, it needs to go on the road, every place we play on the road, and hold masses there, and then we could get somewhere. According to the Catholic Church, the Virgin Mary appeared to a young girl at the Shrine's location in 1859. An online petition drive organized by the mayor gathered more than 4,000 signatures, according to the newspaper, but it's not going to happen this trip. So, okay, that's all the news that is around here. Now, I suppose you're wondering, what is this map doing next to me here?
What is that map doing next to you?
I suppose you're wondering, what is Sarah doing next to me here? Well, they're connected, because each week at this time, or some weeks not at all, we honor a town, a village, a burg in our rearranged map of the U.S. here with the town of the week, Sarah Nix.
Burke Burnett is in Wichita County, Texas. It's just a 10-minute drive north of Wichita Falls. The first settler moved into the area in 1856, and by 1880, the town had grown to a population of about 130 people, plus a small store. The town's named after an early ranch in the region, which was owned by Samuel Burke Burnett. It became a somewhat official municipality in 1907.
Is that all one word, or is there a hyphen?
No, those are two separate words. No hyphen.
No hyphen.
I think this was pre-hyphenated
name.
Yeah. So it became a somewhat official municipality in 1907 when a post office named Burke Burnett opened there.
Okay.
The town grew through the early 1900s after the Missouri, Kansas, and Texas Railroad linked it to Wichita Falls and various Oklahoma towns. By 1912, Burke Burnett had a bank, a hotel, cotton gins, and a newspaper. It incorporated in 1913 with a population of about 1,000 people. There was a big population boom in the 19-teens and 20s after oil was discovered west of town. Refineries and stock offices went in, and the trains roared through regularly. The end of the oil boom and the Great Depression hit Burke Burnett hard. By 1946, only 2,800 people lived there. But the newly established Shepherd Air Force Base shored up the local economy. These days, the population is about 11,000 people. Okay. Visitors to Burke Burnett can wander through the town's history at the Katy Depot Museum and the Felty Outdoor Oil Museum. If you're there in July, check out the annual Boomtown Rodeo. For a little local sports, catch a game between the Burke Burnett Bulldogs and the Iowa Park Hawks. And that is our town of the week, Burke Burnett, Texas.
Thank you very much, Sarah Nichols. And Lyle's calling right now randomly. He's just he can do random numbers. He's a random number generator. Lyle Anderson right there. You can see him right there. He also plays the carillon. Did you know that about our Lyle Anderson? Plays a beautiful carillon here, UW. That's going to be cut, though. They're cutting down the top floor of the carillon.
Yeah. Cut that right
governor's
off.
Cuts. So they're taking out the bells.
They want Lyle to not only play the carillon, but the banjo also.
Yes, they want him to work harder.
Yeah.
So he's got to mow the thing, too. There's quite a bit of lawn around it. So, where was I? Oh, yes. Burke Burnett, Texas. We have someone online now, thanks to Lyle. It's Mel Feller from Burke Burnett, Texas. Let's say hello to him and find out a little more than we know. Hi, Mel. How are you?
Hey, I'm terrific. How are you?
That's not as good as you, I don't think, but I'm good.
Of course not. You're not in Texas.
I'm not in Texas. I know. I would feel better if I was in Burke Burnett, you think?
I know you would.
Yeah. But what would we do then? Is it just fun going on all the time?
Oh, yeah. We've got the greatest paper in the world, Burke Burnett Informer Star.
Yeah.
Great people. Great people.
Are you on the paper?
No, sir, I'm not.
No. Is your dog on the paper?
My dog is. You know, with the three-legged, one-eyed, one-eared dog. That's a dog that, you know.
Because that's going to affect his depth perception, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So that's important. I know because I got a puppy now. I think a lot about newspapers and good ones to train a dog with. And Mel, what do you do down there in Burke Burnett?
I have a my own coaching consulting company.
And what do you coach or consult in?
Real estate. I do a lot of public speaking.
Oh, you do.
People like Eric Trump and other people.
Yeah. Do you do motivational real estate?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. What would that be?
Yeah, great combination.
Yeah. What would that be?
Especially when the dollars come in.
Yeah. Okay. So you're out there doing motivational real estate things. But what do you, and were you born down there in Burke Rennet, Mel, or?
No, I was actually born in Utah.
Oh.
And came to Texas about 15 years ago, and due to marrying one of my clients, and she and I settled here in Burke Rennet, and absolutely loved it.
Do you make a habit of marrying your clients, or is that the first one?
I do. That's the first one.
Okay.
Probably the last one, too, because here in Texas, we don't believe in divorces.
Oh.
It's hanging.
Oh, so they're both there?
No. All my exes do not live in Texas.
Oh, okay. That rhymes, though, and there's a song in it, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, there probably is a song like it. It sounds like there would be. And tell us about some of the beautiful things that we can see if we came down to visit you there in Burke Rennet, Mel.
Well, definitely what you'd see is our beautiful amphitheater that is in the central part of the city.
Oh, nice.
Great place to spend time, movies, walking the park, looking at the ducks, fishing. You definitely have some great restaurants, and certainly we are a town where Clark Gable and Spencer Tracy filmed the Boomtown movie.
Oh, is that right? That was your town?
That is our town.
Wow, that's a great movie, too.
It is.
Did some of the
you
locals...
You can visit some of our old buildings. I have one on the corner that used to house a...
What's it going for, Mel?
I'm not sure which order this goes in, but the building I owned had a brothel, a bank... And a doctor's office.
Your choice, huh?
Yeah, your choice.
Yeah. We go to the bank first, then the brothel, then the doctor's office, I think.
You know, I'm not sure of the order.
Really cool. And are those businesses still operating there in your building?
Actually, we're renovating some of those.
Yeah.
they're a little shy.
Oh, ghosts. Ghosts are those.
We have ghosts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there ghosts in the building? Have you seen a ghost?
There are ghosts in the building.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure it's not just the pipes?
Nope. No, sir.
Sure it's not just the chains rattling?
Not just the chains. I think they're all fans of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, well, that's nice. I'm sorry, we're up here in Packerland, you know, so anything like
that. I know.
What can you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes it works out. Sometimes it doesn't, you know.
Yeah. Sometimes it does.
And sometimes it does. And
that's right.
Right. I was just saying that. And let's start with the restaurants there. What restaurant would you recommend for coming down there? Where do you like to eat?
I probably would eat at La Bella's.
That's
a pretty good one.
Yeah. What do they have there?
Pizza and definitely some great pasta meals.
Uh-huh. Okay. So it's Italian.
And certainly we've got some, assortment of Mexican food, and there's always McDonald's as well.
Oh, you got one of those down there.
We have a McDonald's.
Yeah. What's that like? Well, I don't
it's very good, just like every other one.
I know, exactly. and then for the sports-minded among us, what activities do we have down there in Burke Rennet?
Oh,
nearby.
We have a winning team of girls soccer.
Girls soccer.
Oh, they've just taken the championship. We've got basketball and football, and of course, here in Texas, football reigns supreme.
Yeah, and this is at the high school level,
yes, or Burke Rennet High School.
Yeah, the Fighting.
Pardon?
The Fighting.
Yeah, it's exciting football.
No, not exciting. the team is called the Fighting.
No, it's called the Bulldogs.
How did you know that?
Fighting, it's just the Bulldogs.
Who said Bulldogs? Oh, you said Bulldogs before. Okay.
Yeah.
The Fighting Bulldogs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've got a very good ISD that has been rated one of the best because all of our students here from kindergarten on up are on iPads.
Oh.
And are using technology to its utmost potential.
Really? Do they get to keep them?
You know, as long as they're in school, they do.
Oh, I see. So they stay in school as long as possible? Is that?
Absolutely.
Because you get an iPad. I would do that. I could see that. And for people who want to go out and, let's say, hunt, fish, swim,
hey,
boat.
Yes, we have it all. We have great wild pigs. Deer hunting.
You got the wild
catfish.
Well, no, wild pigs. I want to do wild pigs. How do you do wild pigs down here?
Very quickly and a lot of lead.
A lot of lead. Have you done that?
A lot of lead. You know, in Texas, we like our guns.
No, I hadn't heard that. When did that start?
Yeah, we've got a great store, Hayes General Store, here that you can come down and buy as many guns as you want.
Okay. I think I know the number that I want right now, so that'd be really easy. But, you know.
Yeah, I bet that's a zero.
Yeah, I know. This is Wisconsin, though. I don't need one. I'm, you know, I got my own personal martial arts skills.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I insult people, and they run away from me.
Hey, that works. Here in Texas, they just shoot back.
Yeah. Okay, you're right. That's why I don't do it down there. But Mel, I mean, like, you go on a pig hunt. I mean, how does that work? Is it just they come in your yard, you can shoot them, or how does it work?
Well, wild boars here, wild pigs, basically, you can shoot them all the time. They're trapped. They're sold as a delicacy to the Asian countries as well. So it's not uncommon to see a great big load of wild pigs being hauled off to be used as meat for the Asian countries.
How nice for the Asian countries.
Yeah.
And
beef, dogs and cats.
Because they are. What about fishing there? I think you were talking about fishing too. I'm sure there's some things the Asian countries would like in the water there.
And if you want to cross the border into Oklahoma, you can watch them catch them with their hands.
Oh yeah, noodling.
Noodling.
Yeah. They don't noodle in Texas, huh?
No, we just shoot them. We either use a pole or we shoot them.
Those guns do come in handy, I got to admit, you know?
They really do.
Shoot a pig that's in your yard or something, and then shoot some fish for dinner.
Yeah, skunks, foxes.
You eat skunk?
Well, we usually ship that to Wisconsin.
Okay, we feed them to the badgers.
That's right.
They love skunk.
We keep the badgers.
Yeah. Well, Mel, it's been very hallucinating talking with you. I might talk to you again. Get a nice little place down there in Burke Burnett for myself.
Oh, come visit us. We'd love to show you around.
Yeah, well, that's very nice of you. Appreciate it.
We'll have you dancing out in the street.
Dancing what?
Dancing out in the street.
Dancing out in the street? I mean, as the bullets are flying at my shoes?
Oh, no. Just enjoy.
I've seen a lot of westerns, Mel. I know that's what dancing on the street means.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, someone's shooting at your boots.
No, not this. Well, we might do that about 9 o'clock.
Thanks, Mel. Very nice talking. We have a little something for you.
We do. Mel will be sending you the pride of the Badger State in traditional handcrafted cheeses that are organic and free of recombinant bovine growth hormone from Southwest Wisconsin's Cedar Grove
cheese. I spit that right out when I run into that. Thanks, Mel.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. I put you on hold there. Make sure you have an address from me. Okay. Our town of the week, Burke Burnett, Texas. Mel Feller was on there, and I don't see any dart on that map.
I don't see any dart. We may have to wait till next week to throw the dart.
Can we have someone just, like, poke the map really hard?
Yeah. Oh, we can play, like, that donkey pin the tail on the donkey.
Like donkey pin the tail on the donkey?
Well, they can headbutt it.
Yeah, because we got to pick our town of the week for next week. And
wait a minute. Like closing your
he's
eyes,
rushing
spinning
now
around
to find
and poking the map. Oh, yeah,
don't
you
run
do.
With,
look at Chris is running.
He's running with a dart.
What's your name?
That's not good. That's like running
Isaac?
With scissors.
Isaac, come on up.
Eliza? Eliza, isn't it? Is it Eliza? Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
And are you going to school?
Yeah, I do.
Have you played?
She has to go to school. What do you mean? Are you going to school?
Are
she's
you
11?
Have you played pin the tail on the donkey before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, we're gonna pretend there's a pin and there's a donkey, but there isn't actually.
Spin her around.
Okay. Close your eyes. Spin.
Spin her around.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Now walk forward. And
no, not that way.
Walk forward a little more.
A little more.
Okay, and poke your finger on the map just about wherever you
want.
One
finger, four finger. There you go.
Yes,
poke
good.
It.
That's Saudi Arabia. That doesn't count. Try again. Maybe you want to turn just a little bit this way. Just a, yep, okay. There you go. Okay, now try again. Good. That's Libya. That doesn't work. Try again. Okay, one more. Ready? Oh, yes, Virginia. We're going to Waynesboro, Virginia. Thank you.
They're refrigerator magnets of some sort. Thanks, dear, very much. All right. Things are moving right along here now.
They are moving right along.
Someone ran off with our dart, though. That's...
I know. I think that maybe Fox stole our dart.
No.
No. Why would you even say that?
Okay, then let's blame Aubrey.
Yeah.
Aubrey!
Where's the dart, Aubrey? Okay, so now what do you think we should do at this point?
I think we should play some music. Not you and I, actually.
Would you like to make a request?
Yeah. Can we finally do cabaret there, John?
No.
No cabaret this time?
Promise, next week.
Were you planning on singing something from cabaret?
No. No, but nobody needs to hear that.
Anyone need to hear that?
No.
Well, pretty much no, I would say. Okay, so what's this one going to be then? If not cabaret.
Time on our hands.
Time on our hands. John Tooling, Jeff Hammond on the bass.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Has anyone here actually seen Sasquatch? Or Yentl? Yentl, what do they call it? Yeti. That's Barbara Streisand, the other one. I'm sorry. Anyone here seen Barbara Streisand or Yeti? Any see anything super normal, paranormal, natural? Paranormal, natural? Oh, did you? Really? Oh, shut up, she says. Here she is talking about it again. He's sitting there and says, oh, my God. Got to talk about that again. Really? Have you heard this before?
Several times, yes.
Several times, yes. What was it, though, if I might ask?
I've actually been touched by a ghost.
Touched by a ghost. The true story of, what's your name?
Carrie.
Of Carrie. Touched by a ghost. Did you and your mother get along well or not?
Actually, yes, we do.
Okay, yes. Okay, so not that Carrie. Circumstances?
This was actually out in Washington State. I was out in the woods with my children. We were walking through the woods and felt somebody grab me behind, only I was the last one in the line. But I fully felt the hand on my shoulder.
Really?
Yes.
Just lay it there or did they move it around?
It was kind of like trying to get my attention, and I turned around and there was nobody there, and my kids just laughed at me and thought I was crazy, which I am, but you know, hey, it's all right.
You want to raise them to think that you're not crazy, you know. I've tried that with my kids. Doesn't work either, you know.
But then I'd be lying to them, so, you know, try and tell them the truth.
Hand on your shoulder, any idea who it might have been that was trying to get your attention in the woods?
The rangers in that area said there'd been a couple people who had passed away years and years ago, had been lost hikers, so that may have been it. Don't know.
Well, there you go. So now you're a believer in it?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah. Never happened again, yeah?
He's not, but...
No, I'm not.
And no one ever put their hand on your shoulder?
No one other than her, yeah.
Okay, that's cool. And you are?
My name is Vance Lester. This is our one-year wedding anniversary.
1 year! The first year is the hardest, too. Or is it the easiest? I forget. The first year is the first. I know that much. I can't remember if it's easy or hard or something like that. And is this part of your celebration, then?
It is, actually. She bought these for me for today.
Isn't that nice?
He introduced me to your show, actually. So,
really?
Yeah, I had to bring him here for it. I was happy.
So you put up with that just for this occasion?
Definitely, definitely.
And what are you doing for her for the anniversary?
No, she got some nice new earrings, and Jerry's going to go spend the day out away from the house.
You're letting her just out of the house?
Yeah, you know, once in a while you got to open the cage.
What a wonderful guy. What'd your mother think of him?
She likes him. She likes him.
Still?
Still, yes.
Because he lets you out of the house once in a while.
That's what helps.
Is she just going to run in the yard, or is she going to actually...
Yeah, you know, I might let her out in the backyard.
We have a big yard, so that's okay. I got room. I can just run laps.
I think they need a bottle of wine or two, maybe. don't they?
Sure, she can use it as a weapon later. How about delightful Wisconsin wines from the Wollershine Winery?
We'll give you a bottle of wine and see if that gets out of hand or not, okay? Nice to meet you both. Congratulations. Nice to meet you. All right, Doug is here from Madison. He's a professor of milking machines. And he asks, what is your favorite position for milking cows? I like them standing up when I'm milking. You know, if they're sitting down or something, they're hard to get at. I find, I'm speaking as a guy who's never actually milked one. You know, I'd have to look for, well, I don't know, where are you, Doug? Oh, making light of such important business. Come here, if you would. Yes. Professor of Milking Machines, what's your technical title?
Professor of Biological Systems Engineering.
Ooh, but it's actually milking machines.
Milking machines are my thing, yep.
Yeah, oh,
cool. Yep.
Did you invent a milking machine? Or
parts of them, yeah.
Which parts?
The part that goes on the cow.
The teat cup.
Yeah.
Teat cup, I knew there was a good name for them. That's what I would have called them, too.
I didn't want to write that on the card. It's a
teat cup. Yeah. By the way, Lyle Anderson tells me, he's a farm boy. He says this, they don't pronounce it that way on the farm.
Many don't. Some do.
Yeah. On public radio, we certainly do. Say it's a teat cup, and I believe you.
That's right. That's what we call it.
Were there no teat cups before you?
There were, but we have a better one.
What makes it better, if I might ask?
The cows like ours much better.
It's more comfortable?
More comfortable, more exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you serious? It's more exciting?
For the cows and for us, yes.
Does a cow get excited when it's milked?
They do. They like it very much, actually.
Oh, because it relieves pressure.
Oxytocin release. It's very pleasurable.
Oh, I mean, so there's actual pleasure.
There is. It's very pleasurable.
So even if there's no milk involved, they would enjoy a good milking.
They would. Actually, they would, yes.
Your older cows.
We think they would. Yes, from the expression on their face, we think they enjoy it, yes.
And the milker, per se, well, you're detached from the actual milking now. That's sort of different now that it's all machine done.
Yeah, well, so traditionally you would milk, the favorite position would either be from the side or from the back. Uh-huh. But with a robotic milking machine...
From the back, you stand
behind the cow, yeah.
Isn't that a little dangerous?
It is. Yeah, it is.
For a couple of reasons, right?
But if you have a robotic milking machine, you can actually milk a cow while laying on your back in bed.
Yeah. Yes, right. Yes. I was just saying, I thought the cow was laying on its back.
No, not the cow. Not the cow. No, no.
That'd be cool though, if the cow was laying on its back in its bed and you're laying on your back in your bed.
We're working on that.
Yeah, a little symbiotic kind of thing.
We're working on that. That's next. That's cool. Next, yeah.
And besides the teacup, is there another part of it that you lay claim to? Can you patent a teat cup?
Oh, yeah. Big money in that, yeah.
Big money.
You betcha, yeah.
So you hold a patent on it?
Actually, I hold a patent on a teat cup cleaning device.
And yet you claimed you owned the teat cup device.
That's coming. That's
so we shouldn't really be talking about it.
We shouldn't, no. Patent applied for.
Yeah. It's a breakthrough in teat cups, I know that.
It's huge. It's enormous. It's going to be big. Yeah. We're looking for investors, Michael.
I want to get in on the ground floor of the teat cup supply chain.
That's right. That's where it starts.
Did you intend to do this with your life when you started out?
No. I had no...
What did you start out doing?
I started being an engineer, and I actually was working I actually started out raising fish, aquaculture. But it...
teat cups in that business.
Nothing. No. But
it was a leap of faith, is what I'm saying.
It was in the job description. There was a position in Wisconsin, and if you're in Wisconsin, you got to do something with dairy. So they said, can you work on teat cups? I said, I'm your man.
Excellent. And do you teach classes in this as well?
I do, yeah. All over the world, actually.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And the class would be about making...
Milking machines, yeah.
So in other countries, developing countries even?
I've been in every country where they have cows, which is most countries. Yeah. It's big.
Is there a country that does not have cows? They have cows in Iceland, maybe. I bet they do.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They do.
You've been there, huh?
I have not been.
Latvia?
Over spoke a bit. Latvia's big. Yeah,
Latvia's big. I don't know any more countries. Well, Luxembourg is a country.
Yeah, they have cows. Yeah. The part of the world that doesn't like cows is the tropics, or cows don't like tropics. So if you're
too
in
hot.
The rainforest, it's too hot for them. Yeah.
Tropics, well, thank you very much, Doug. What's your last name?
Reinemann.
Doug Reinemann, ladies and gentlemen. Professor of cow milking. Like to see that after your name, wouldn't you? That was strangely interesting. I bet that's the first time you've been told that, Professor. That was actually interesting. Do you consider yourself a hipster? Look at this. You kidding me? Thanks for keeping me company every other Saturday on my way to the dump. I moved a year ago and no longer have to do that chore, but I miss our time together. It's kind of sad and beautiful at the same time. Unsigned. You want to keep it? You want to keep it anonymous like that? Because it might be. Oh, that was you? Oh, God, I wish you still went to the dump. Yeah, yeah. Don't get down the dumps about it, though. No, okay. Very nice. Where is this dump?
Outside of Dane.
Dane? North of. North of, yeah. And they closed the dump or what?
No, it's still open.
Every
other week.
Oh, yeah. And you just left the area?
No, I live in Wanakee.
Oh, you live in Wanakee where they have, actually, they have pickup in Wanakee, one of the many reasons for living there. Yeah. Okay, very good. Okay. Thank you, though. Thank you for. Yes. You can't hear her, but she said you're a lot more, because I could go through all these people here, but I'm not in the mood right now to go through that row and step on everybody's foot. You know. But she said you're a lot more aware of your carbon footprint when you throw it in your Subaru and take it to the dump. Yes.
Is that a 3.5 liter Subaru?
Is that a 3.5 liter Subaru? Oh, yes. I'm sorry, I can't hear all this. We're having a great time here. I wish it was on the radio. If you master that,
you can master
anything.
They're all watching, yeah.
Where are you from, anyhow? I know you're from Brooklyn or someplace.
I'm from Wanakee. No.
Come on.
I'm from the UK. I'm originally from London via the south coast of England. I now live in Middleton.
Yeah. So. How do they compare?
Brilliant. Wanakee's got the best possible big band in the state, I think. Yeah. The WCB big band. So that's a.
And do you play in that band?
Funnily enough, yes.
Worth leaving London for, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. So.
What's your name again?
It's Ken Davies.
Ken Davies, that's right. This is pretty much your show, Ken Davies. So welcome to Ken Davies. What do you know? And anything else you want to know, ask Ken.
Can we plug the dance for the band?
What?
Can we plug the dance for the band?
There's a dance?
Yeah.
Well, wait, hold on. Hold on. Yes.
We're going to have a dance at Rex's Innkeeper for St. Patrick's Day. And we're a nonprofit organization, so we'd love to have people come out and join us at the dance.
Rex's Innkeeper is where?
Wanakee.
Of course, in Wanakee. What am I saying? It's the only Rex's Innkeeper in the world, as a matter of fact.
It'll be a big band, swing music, all that kind of stuff.
It's really like fun, I hate to say. Thank you very much. Yes, it's them. I don't know why I'm thinking. Thank you. Okay, so that's the, where is it again?
It's a Rex's Innkeeper for
St. Rex's Innkeeper.
March
17th. In Wanakee, March 17th. Big band. That sounds like it could be fun. So bring your milking machines and come on down there. Or at least bring the teat cups. Okay. Oh, God. I'm going to hear about this. I don't know. It's been a good career. Let's see. Yeah, okay. Let's play another round of the quiz. This gives plenty of time to do it and get into it. I know you've been waiting. I know some of you are anxious. You're all waiting. Come on. Who can resist you?
Oh, not many people.
No, no, no. I could have been the first, I suppose. That would have been a good lesson in life for you. But you are?
Indeed. I'm Elise.
Elise?
Yes.
And are you from around here, Elise?
I am. I live in Middleton.
Everybody's from Middleton these days. You notice that? They come from London to move. I can't understand what's going on in Middleton.
Not much. Yeah. Hubbard Avenue Diner goes on. They have the best pie.
Oh, I've been there.
That's my favorite. Yeah, oh,
no,
yeah.
Their pie is very good. And their, you know, their meatloaf.
Yeah. Surprisingly really good for meatloaf.
Surprisingly. Elise, and what do you do these days?
I teach people how to use software.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, that's fun, huh?
It is. It's fun.
Did you plug it in? First, you got to plug in the machine. Then you got to put in the damn thing. Okay.
Yeah, the unplug it, plug it in. That fixes 90% of all problems.
Not all of my problems, but oh yes, come to think of it, plug it in. Elise, give me one good reason why you should play this quiz.
Me and my crew were the Doctor Who trivia champions of Madison.
Holy cow, another crew. Come on up here. There's no Doctor Who questions on the quiz. So I hope you're good in other areas. I'm sure you are. I mean, you don't limit your expertise just to Doctor Who.
Well, I kind of do, so we'll see how I do with other...
I've never had a Doctor Who question on this.
Yeah, I'm worried.
Yeah.
Hopefully I have a good phone partner.
Yeah. So, like, these trivia things, I know they're really big right now, but do you actually, like, study up on trivia? Or how does it work?
I never studied up on it. I just watched the show for years and years and years.
You just know it.
Yeah.
So you know things, like, almost intuitively.
I hope.
Yeah.
Most things.
Yeah. Yeah. Most things? Okay, that's good. I know nothing intuitively, so I don't know what that's like. It must be a good feeling. Elise, and then, and how are things otherwise?
Excellent.
Are you having some fun besides trivia?
I am.
Yeah? What do you like to do?
I like to sew.
Yeah.
Yeah. I sewed this dress.
It's beautiful.
I sew dresses. Thank you.
Love the material. I love the pattern. There's nothing I don't love about that. It's beautiful. Very nice. Very nice. And is your job satisfying and gratifying?
Yeah, I absolutely love it.
Yeah. Do you ever have a bad attitude about anything?
Me? No.
Yeah. You have no bad attitudes. No. You're my diametrically opposed person. I love it, though. It's wonderful. And are you married or?
I am. That one's mine right there.
Which one?
That guy.
Him?
Yeah.
You could have had your pick of the entire row.
I know.
No, he looks like a very nice young man.
Yeah, he's all right.
Who is he?
I like him. His name's David.
David?
Yeah.
Is he in software, too?
He is, yeah.
Or is he in hardware?
He's another nerd. No.
Oh.
Yeah.
That'd be cool if he was in hardware and you were in software.
That would be perfect. That would be the perfect match, yeah.
He's in what?
He does. He's a network engineer.
What is that?
Professional geek.
Professional geek. Okay. All right, so that's good. So that's kind of related to him.
Yeah, it worked out. It worked out really well.
Very good. How many years?
Three. Right?
You're asking him?
Yeah.
There's software for figuring that out.
Probably.
How many years have you been married? At least someone out there plays along with you, and how does that work then?
Whoever at home would like to play the quiz picks up the phone and dials 1-800-942-5669, which is also 1-800-HWA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW.
Quack.
And they answer a qualifying question of your choice.
You know, you have a Canadian accent on What Do You Know?
I say that, actually that.
Say it once.
What do you know? What's Canadian about that?
The no sound a little different.
Really? Yeah, the O's are a little weird.
Yeah, O's.
You should ask me to apologize.
What?
Sorry. Sorry.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant for saying my show wrong.
No. Yeah. No.
Say it as wrong as you want, kid. All right, here's the question. If you fly into Bob Hope Airport, where are you? Simple question. It's a problem for the airport because a lot of people don't know they're flying into Bob Hope. Well, hard to get connections out of Bob Hope? I don't know because he passed away many years ago. If you're flying into Bob Hope Airport, where are you? That's the question. Let's go on the phone right now here. And there's Rhett is in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Rhett.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Yourself?
Not too bad.
Yeah, you going to watch the game tomorrow?
I'm sorry?
Watching the game tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Got a team?
And the Browns.
The Browns, yeah.
They're not playing.
Are they in it? I didn't pay much attention to it. They're not in it this year.
Maybe they'll come watch it with me.
Yeah. Rhett, let's say you're flying in, and you see on your ticket there, it says if you're flying into Bob Hope Airport, where will you end up being?
If I'm
Bob Hope, where will I end up being?
Yeah. Where is Bob Hope Airport, actually?
Oh, Bob Hope, that's in Texas.
No, sorry.
Yes, it is.
Okay, we can argue about this all day, but I'm saying you're wrong. Bye. Okay. John's on the phone in Taylorsville, North Carolina. Hey, John.
Hey.
You travel a lot?
Oh, no.
No?
Nope, I've never even been on an airplane.
You've never been on an airplane?
No.
Well, are you itching to try one?
Yeah.
Well, let's say you got on an airplane and you say, well, I'm going right in direct to Bob Hope Airport. Where would you end up being?
North Dakota?
That's Lawrence Welk Airport. I'm sorry. No, that's not it. I'm sorry, John.
Okay, thanks anyway.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Not widely known, Bob Hope Airport. Very nice facilities, though, and you'll enjoy it if you ever get there. In Columbus, Ohio, it is Jay. Hey, Jay.
Palm Springs, California, out in the desert. He's buried there. His second home was Cleveland, Ohio, and it was from England.
Did you find this somewhere, or do you happen to just know that, Jay?
Well, he comes to the memorial tournament at Jack Nicklaus started. It's going to be the first, second, third, and fourth of June, and I met him, and I also did his bodyguard.
Isn't that nice? You're absolutely right, yeah. Of course. You're actually, well, you're in Burbank, actually, but that's close enough.
Yeah.
Jay.
Right around the corner.
Let's hear it for Jay. He knows more than anybody who's ever picked up a phone on this show. All right. And you're in Columbus, Ohio?
I'm in a suburb called Worthington.
Yeah.
Nobody knows where that is, so I just say Columbus. Yeah. We get the best state catheter in the nation.
The best catheters?
Huh?
The best what?
We had the best looking state house in the Civil War era in the nation.
In the nation, yeah. We got one here. It used to look pretty good, not so much anymore. I don't know why.
Yeah, we also got Buckeyes that beat Badgers, too.
Buckeyes are nuts.
Yeah,
you're telling me you have a nut that can eat a badger? And Jay, I got to question your expertise on that one.
Yeah, we're worthless at that. That's why they call us Buckeyes. You can't, children can't eat them unless they make them out of kids.
Exactly what I was going to say. All right, Jay.
Who's my partner today?
Jay, this is Elise.
Hi, Jay.
Hello, young lady.
She's your partner. So between the two of you, you should know everything is what I'm thinking.
Perfect.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm sure know half as much as I did.
Okay, fine. And then that'll work out then. If she gets half and you get half. And then we have various categories there, don't we, Bitsy?
We do. They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Caught that crack of the bottle as a weapon thing.
Well, you know, the ladies got to stand together.
All right. So, okay, Jay, you're first up here. What would you like? What category would you like?
Can I defer to the second half and let ladies go first?
Oh, that's a nice
idea. Oh, sure. Yes.
All right, let's start with science.
Science it is, then. A study of 216 English babies concludes that the best time to learn new tasks is when? Is it after a poop? After a feeding? Or before a nap? When babies learn? After a poop? After a feeding? Or before a nap? Learning in babies.
Feeding would make the most sense, but I feel like after a poop is a weird enough answer that it might be right.
And you have no feelings about before a nap whatsoever?
No way. Before a nap, nothing's happening.
Okay.
You're cranky. What do you think, Jay?
Jay?
I agree with the lady.
Well, she's wrong, unfortunately. She is a lady, but she is wrong, and it's before a nap. They said this at Sheffield.
That's what I was going to say.
At Sheffield, University of Sheffield. And they retain something, and after the feeding as well, they retain something. Okay, what's the
score?
Yes.
Zero
the score?
Right. Yeah. And one wrong.
The score? So what am I going to ask you know?
Zero right and one wrong, Michael.
Oh.
Don't
zero
start
right
with me.
One wrong?
Yeah, and the categories left are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Okay.
I'd say people.
people? Okay, this kind of survey results for the most part. All right, kind of people for the most part. Who shops online more in the office? Is it bosses, employees, or custodians?
Could you repeat the question, please?
Yes. Who shops online more in the office? Bosses, employees, or custodial staff?
I'd say the employees, because they take breaks and then they end up doing things.
That's kind of what I was thinking, too, employees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bosses?
The audience is disagreeing. That's your right under the Constitution, First Amendment.
All right, can we switch our answer?
To what?
To bosses.
Oh, now you changed.
Well, these guys, they're a pretty smart answer.
Yeah, they're not always right. I'm not saying they're always right.
I'd say custodians.
You think bosses?
You think custodians. Okay, that kind of opens up the whole can of worms.
Oh, it's everywhere.
Well, who knows what they do. We don't have actually figures on that, but you could be right. Employees, bosses, or custodians?
I want to go with bosses.
Bosses. Jay, is that okay?
Yeah, but you'll be wrong, but we'll go with it.
It's bosses.
Woo!
Bosses, 53%, to employees, 47%, and custodial staff, unknown. It's pretty close, though, actually, but apparently bosses stay on for as much as 3 hours.
Whoa.
Doing shots. So you wonder what your boss is doing in there, that close to closed door. He's buying a new something or other. What? Are you upset?
Yeah, I'm a little upset by that.
Do you think this happens in your workplace?
I can't comment on that, Michael. That's one right and one wrong, and the categories left are current events, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Okay. Let's see. It's back to you, Elise.
Let's go odds and ends.
Odds and ends. This could be anything. Who's the most favoritist movie star ever? This is from a four-year-old, apparently. Is it John Wayne, Tom Hanks, or Denzel Washington?
Oh, John Wayne is such a classic. What were you saying, Jay?
I'd say it might be John Wayne or it might be Denzel Washington. This year, that's what the years I listened back to.
Yeah.
I'm thinking John Wayne's got like, who doesn't like John Wayne?
Well,
right?
Pilgrim.
You don't like John Wayne? No. Nope. Very bad imitation.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Was that Denzel Washington?
Yeah.
All right, we're talking right now contemporary. If you ask this question of people right now, say, you know, your favorite movie star, rank, they rank them all. So it would be John Wayne, Tom Hanks, or Denzel Washington. So what do you think under those circumstances?
Well,
you think Tom Hanks
is good or Denzel Washington?
They're all good.
If it was this era, I'd say Tom Hanks compared to Denzel Washington. They're both about equal.
Yeah, if we're going contemporary, probably Tom Hanks.
I'm sorry, it's Denzel Washington, number one. Most favoritist.
Most
I should have went to Washington.
Yeah. Should have went to Washington. Could have cleaned up that mess. Number two is John Wayne over all these years. Brad Pitt, number three, where Angelina is only 10.
Ooh.
Don't believe that causes a little tension in the marriage? I think so. All right, so that would be...
That's one right and two wrong.
This is kind of scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little scary.
You got to turn it around.
Yeah, you got to turn it around. The categories remaining are current events, places, things you should have learned in school.
Jay?
Current events.
Current events, okay. What do employees of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency like to do after drinking all night?
Fly drones Probably into the White House.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
That's the answer.
Nice. Real nice.
That's right. Fly drones into the... That's a tremendous breach of something. Did you know you were on the air during a quiz show that just asked that question? Or?
I just wanted to help him out. No, I had no idea.
You had just to be a goofy comment, but it's true.
It was, I was trying to make a little aside.
What else would it be, though?
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry.
All right, we're going to count that in your favor because the interloper here, actually. So she gave you a fighting chance here to come out of this thing, all right?
Sorry, guys.
So that would be...
That's two right and two wrong.
One right, two wrong, and one right for you. But it was too wrong of you to do it.
Shoot.
That's a first. I don't think that's ever happened before.
I'm really sorry.
I mean, I leave them pretty close, but I never actually give them.
Okay.
Yeah, your yop.
My yop.
Okay.
The categories left are places or things you should have learned in school.
What would you like?
It's not up to me.
Oh, it isn't. Okay, keep that in mind.
Let's do things we should have learned in school.
Things you should have learned in school. Had you been paying attention? All right, forget about oil sludge. Sewage sludge is really where it's at, because in a city of 1 million people, it contains about $13 million, $19 million, or $100 million in gold and silver in the sewage. City of a million. You got some choices here. They find gold and silver, and they've actually done this. I forget where they do this. Oh, yeah, ASU, Arizona State.
What would be the three choices again, please?
Yes, $13 million worth of gold and silver in the sewage. I don't know if that means at any one time or at any one dump. All right. I don't know. Anyhow, 13, 19, or 100 million?
My gut's telling me 19.
I'm going with 19.
Okay.
Your gut is telling you 19?
My gut's telling you 19. No pun intended.
Okay.
Because the big ends is too much.
Yeah, let's eliminate that.
It's spread around more.
All right. That means we have 13 million or 19 million. What's your gut telling you, Jay?
I like 19, but if she likes the unlucky number, she can go with that.
19 might be too high.
Are you suddenly thinking that?
Well, now I'm worried, because that seems like a lot of gold for each person to be dropping in the sewer. How do you not notice that? I don't know.
But if you have a lot of coins,
I have no idea how it works, how it gets in here. Maybe they're filling. Maybe they swallow a filling or something. And
I go with 19.
They swallow an earring or something.
I almost feel like 13.
You almost feel like 13?
I do.
Jay, she almost feels
I'm
like 13.
I'm second guessing it.
Yeah, I'll go with her because ladies are always right.
She's right. 13 million. Holy cow. So check it before you flush.
Elise, you can look back over 30 years in Something I Said, Innuendo and Out the Other, a memoir of sorts by Michael Feldman, including illustrations, and a CD of My Life, the Musical by John Seeger from Terrace Books. Jay, you've won a pound of our show's signature What Do You Novo coffee from Herb and the Boys at Novo Coffee in Denver, family-owned, people-focused, quality-driven. And both of you can make an impression at your next numismatic convention with the beautiful Silver Jubilee Anniversary Quarter designed by Nora Feldman and featuring the rare Feld Mango. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Pleasure. Good luck to you and all you do.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, Producer International. Adam Friedrich is our producer, with assistance from Chris Myshock, Lyle Anderson, Hannah Poth, Kelly Osborne, and Diana Cook. Technical Director Tom Blaine, with help from Brad Kohlberg and Aubrey Ralph. Special thanks to our musical guest, Fox. This is Stephanie Lee, hoping you'll join us next week for more of Michael Feldman's What Do You Know?
PRI, Public Radio International.